is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You two, of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My next topic, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you right now, is probably one of the hottest topics, at least within the church, and certainly has been within our culture. In, you know, it continues to be, and it is also, in this pastor's humble opinion, probably the most destructive moral issue that is a part of the church. And I know that folks will say, well, Pastor, what about abortion? Yes, murdering babies is bad. But the difference between this next topic and abortion and the killing of infants is this act is done at the altar in the church. I want you to think about that. At the altar in the church. And of course, I'm talking about the LGBTQ agenda, and there is an agenda. I welcome to the program George Carneal Jr. George is a former homosexual, and he has written a book, and it is entitled From Queer to Christ. From Queer to Christ. And he outlines the life that he lived as a homosexual. I promise we're not going to break any laws here. We're not going to violate any FCC code. But we are going to give you a good picture of what this Pride Month is really all about. George, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Greg, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, George, and you've been here before, and I appreciate that, George. You and I connected through, I think, Facebook, as a matter of fact, and have gotten to know each other and become friends and brothers in Christ, and it's great to have you on board today. George, how long were you in the homosexual lifestyle?
For 25 years.
And at what age did you start?
18.
Okay.
Right out the gate.
And what was, talk to me a little bit about that lifestyle, and you know our time's not, I wish we had a lot more time.
Right.
But talk to me a little bit about that lifestyle, and then I want to transition that into folks understanding the real truth about pride. So talk to me about that and what that was. What was that like?
I think I would just say in a nutshell, I want Christians to understand why so many individuals go into that life are really people who are broken and hurting. There's a disconnect somewhere in so many individuals who have suffered some childhood shame, rape, rejection, trauma, physical, verbal, mental, emotional abuse. There are a number of reasons why we all act out differently. And for those who move into the LGBT lifestyle, at least when I went into the club, it is a very addicting life, because I was finally getting what I was craving as a child, and that was male bonding, which really led to a sex addiction. And the community is just fraught with many issues, from pornography to drugs and alcohol and promiscuity. So within 3 years of that life, I was so innocent when I walked in, but 3 years of that life, I had a sex addiction, and I was battling drugs and alcohol, and I became a prostitute, and I was depressed and just suicidal all of the time, and did attempt suicide, and it would still be 22 more years before I got out of that life. But I want Christians to understand what you're seeing in the media is not the reality of that life. And there are so many people hurting in that life. And I really hope to encourage people today to stop supporting this agenda and to push back against the agenda, because at the end of the day, every individual who walks into that life, they're not going to find any peace or contentment.
George, when you talk about this and share with people, it reminds me a lot about these stories, and there's Walt, I think it's Walt Heyer, has written a book about the transgender. He was transgender, and he has written a book and collected stories, and there are thousands and thousands now of young people that are in their early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, coming out and talking about how the counselors suggested, if you just change your sexual identity, that's going to fix all your problems, and the mutilation of their bodies, and they are screaming as loud as they can, please don't do this, and stop counseling people and encouraging young people in this behavior, because 5-10 years down the road, when they realize that that doesn't fix anything and that the underlying issues are never even touched, they're going to be, as you became, suicidal, and then they say, well, it's because society won't accept us or accept them, that's why they're suicidal, when the reality is, and something else to toss in here. Look, when you are involved in a sinful activity that you know is not right, and your conscience is convicting you, you don't want to get caught, and the last thing you want to do is admit that you're engaged in it. Think about an alcoholic. Think about how difficult it is for most alcoholics to say, I'm an alcoholic. It's the same kind of thing. Am I on the right track, George?
Yes. I know we are short on time, but if they really knew and understood the lies from many within the medical community and the agenda saying that you can change your gender, you can't. And if it was true, why are so many people speaking out? Crime. There are some who aren't even religious who are on YouTube warning this changed to nothing, and now they have a whole onslaught of other problems, especially from botched surgeries, infections, and just the toll that the shots and the hormones and all of that stuff has been taking on their body. Not to mention the females who had their internal organs removed, who now live with the regret that they can never have a child now that they long to be a mother, or the young men who realize I removed my penis and they now have other issues that they're having to deal with as a result. It's sad and it's tragic and it's sickening that there are Christians who would support a Democrat party whose policies are pushing this sick, twisted agenda. I'm not saying the Republican Party is any better, but they're not pushing the agenda the way that the Democrat Party is. They're actually trying to some degree stop this.
And worse yet, there are church communities that are welcoming this and promoting it as well. I want to shift back to the topic specifically, though, of the homosexuality issue, that particular issue. Milo Yiannopoulos was on my program last month, and as you know, he has renounced. He celebrated, as a matter of fact, put a video out celebrating 1 year of what he calls straightness. And he has been straight for a year. He has renounced being gay, and he has given his life back to Christ, and it's the real deal. And I'm so proud of him, and I've been praying for him for a number of years. That being said, he makes this statement, George: you are not born gay. Can you speak to that?
Correct. It's another lie that they push, and I started to believe it, but I know that we're all born into a sin nature, and we don't know that if it's not from being molested, raped, abused, trauma, or even a generational curse, and Christians will understand that if they know God's word. But if you get to the root core issues of what is driving the behavior, and especially allow come to know Christ, which allows the Holy Spirit to start working in your life, the transformation will come and the renewing of the mind will happen. And that doesn't necessarily mean that every LGBT individual is ready to come out and then live a straight life. Remember, for many of us, when we come out of that life, we are so broken and there's so much baggage. But yes, God will do the healing, and he's been doing it in my own life. And maybe down the road I might get married, but for now, I don't have this desire to sleep with men or women. God has taken that grip away. I really just enjoyed my relationship with God and walking on this journey with him and getting to know him, because I had such a skewed version of who God really was. I didn't know that he loved me and that he cared about me. So be patient with these individuals, because, again, so many people are broken and hurting. But God will do the work.
And there's a difference between loving someone and then basically saying, I don't just condone, but I support your behavior. And that is in part where you're saying Christians have got to stop saying that behaving in this manner is okay.
Yes, because when you affirm, let's take it from the transgender issue, when you start affirming their preferred pronouns and whatever preferred name they now want to be called, you are allowing them to move further into a delusional fantasy that is not even reality. And God is not going to stand there on judgment day and put up with their pronoun crap. He's going to get really real with these people. And he formed us in the womb. He does not make mistakes. And so I know one trans male friend of mine, she said what really burned her up is that her mother would never call her by her preferred male name. But she said it kept her tethered to reality because she just wouldn't do it. She always called her by the name she was given at birth. And so when you affirm this, you are affirming a mental illness. Because, and I'm not making light of this, I can't even imagine what so many of these individuals are going through. But with the right kind of counseling, and especially with the work of the Holy Spirit in their life, the goal is not to fix them first. The goal is to get them to hopefully come to Christ first. And then God will do the work in their life. The bigger issue is we don't want these individuals to die and go to hell. But at the same time, we must speak the truth of God's word to them in love. And let them know there is hope.
And there, we don't say to the alcoholic, hey, I affirm your alcoholism. Or the drug addict, I'm going to affirm your drug addiction or pornography or lying or sex addiction or even anger management. We call those things and we say, hey, wait, you know what? Those are not good. And not only are they not good because of the outward effect that they have maybe on those around them, but ultimately they're not good because of the destructiveness that they are within the life of that individual. And yet LGBTQ, and I want to go now very quickly to this Pride Month, because Pride Month also is Pride celebration, and they have pride parades. Talk about what they're exhibiting at these pride parades. And remember that we have a, And we have to be careful on terrestrial radio. But talk a little bit about what it is that's happening at a Pride parade.
When you go to a Pride parade, it's almost as if the whole freaky side of that world is on display. So instead of seeing, you know, the young men or women dressed in polo shirts and jeans, and they look respectful and presentable, you see the lesbians on the motorbikes. Some may be baring their breasts, wearing leather. And you got the guys who are in the thongs gyrating on the floats. It's a really adult-oriented, it's just filth on display. That's the only way I can say it without really getting into any other details. And I'm surprised that even in Los Angeles, at the West Hollywood Parade, I was dumbfounded by the number of parents who would bring their kids to these events, or these little boys dressed as girls, twerking on the street, gyrating. It's so disgusting and sickening. I want Christians to know that there are fair-minded gays and lesbians within that community who are disgusted by it as well. They want the children to be left alone. These children deserve to have their innocence for as long as they can. They want the agenda removed from the public school system. These young kids should not be learning about this. And so understand that even within the community, there is a lot of divisiveness and turmoil and frustration with this issue. Even the lesbians are really fed up with the whole trans female issue, because it's really dominating women's sports. And it's really kind of taking away women's spaces, so to speak. But even if they speak out, they will be called transphobic. So even within the community, they are turning on each other. So it's really sad and unfortunate what's happening with this agenda.
Well, and the indoctrination of children in our public schools. Now, I want to go back to something else, too. And that is, and there's a different way. Well, they call it chicken. I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back, and the pickup and the partner kind of thing, because I want folks to understand that the homosexual lifestyle was birthed out of sexual addiction to a sexual perversion. That's how it was birthed. That's the real truth about Stonewall. That's the real truth about what happened there. And when we as Christians are supporting this, you would never say to someone who has cancer, don't seek treatment. There's no way to help you, and encourage them to watch the cancer eat up their bodies. Not when you have the elixir, when you have the answer. We'll be back with more right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses very quickly. Tomorrow on the program, we open at 10 a.m. Eastern with Ken Thornburg and Spiritual Warfare. Matt Long will be talking about issues here in Texas and grassroots activism. Then here on the Toledo market and our second hour, Money B, legendary hip-hop rapper. We're talking about how we can heal the racial issues. And Matt Bellis, Director of Communications with Liberty HealthShare, will be with us as well, how you can have healthcare freedom today. My guest is George Carneal from Queer to Christ. George, give us the website, and then I want to hit those a couple of quick topics before we close out the show.
Okay, my website is www.georgecarneal, that's CARNEAL.com. And you'll see an email address, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
George Carneal, CARNEAL.com. And George is also available, by the way, to come and speak to your group. If you have a group that you would like him to talk to about this issue, if your church is having questions about how to resolve, how to handle this, how to reach out to the homosexual community, George is an incredible resource, and I would encourage you to reach out to him and invite him to come and speak at your group. George, there's an indoctrination of children. I briefly mentioned it at public schools. And what folks, what you need to understand is the comprehensive sex education program, which I'm not going to tell you today all of what is in that and what it is teaching your children in public school in that environment. But it is grooming them. It is grooming them to become victims of pedophilia. How significant is pedophilia in the homosexual community, and why are they so quick to push back on that?
It is significant, but it's also in the heterosexual community as well. I know that there is a push with NAMBLA, which is the North American Man Boy Love Association, and other groups. Even the media, I'm starting to see them just start grooming our society to accept lowering the age of consent to maybe 12 or 13 or 14 years old, so men and women who are adults can have sex with these children. So understand that if you, again, support a party and their policies, which push this, don't complain when your children and your grandchildren come home one day and an adult has had sex with them. Because they're going to change the laws eventually, and they'll put the P, which stands for pedophilia, even polygamy and polyamory. They're going to throw that under the umbrella, and then if you dare to criticize it, you will be hopefully prosecuted for hate speech, because that will be the eventual end goal. They're already doing it in other countries.
And the sex abuse, the child sex abuse issue, child sex trafficking, which a lot of us are hearing about now. But the child sex abuse issue is something, too, that they don't acknowledge. When someone comes out, I mean, look, Ellen DeGeneres for years said, nope, I was never a victim of that. It was about, I don't know what, 5 or 10 years into her career, at least, before she finally said, yes, I was the victim of sex abuse. It is a major factor in this, and it is a hidden secret, and it is so important. The bottom line here is, we have people that are hurting, people that are believing lies, and we want to share with them the truth and the love of Christ to change their lives for eternity. We'll be back with more tomorrow on Chosen Generation Radio. Remember, at the end of the day...
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.